Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects all of us, whether we admit it or not, those pesky emotions. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? You know that feeling when anger boils over, sadness drags you down, or anxiety has you in its grip? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you there's a way to reclaim your emotional power. We're talking about Stoic strategies, ancient wisdom for modern life, that can help us manage our emotions in the moment and build unshakable resilience. Now, before you picture Stoics as these emotionless robots, let me assure you it's not about suppressing feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately choosing how we respond to them. Think of it like this. Emotions are waves crashing on the shore. The Stoic approach isn't about stopping the waves, it's about learning to surf them. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you ride those emotional waves with grace and control. First up, recognize your thoughts. This one is crucial. Often, our emotions stem from our thoughts, not necessarily the external events themselves. Ever had a bad day just because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed? You know what I mean. Those thoughts snowball into feelings, so learning to identify them is like spotting a rogue wave before it hits. Once you recognize those thoughts, you can start to question their validity. Are they truly serving you, or are they just dragging you down? Second, focus on what's within your control. This is a cornerstone of Stoicism, accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can. Can you control the traffic? Nope. Can you control your reaction to that frustrating driver? Absolutely. Think about it, we spend so much time worrying about things outside our control, when there's so much power in shifting our focus inward. Third, practice mindfulness. This isn't just a trendy buzzword, it's a powerful tool for managing emotions. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and really feel the sensations of your body. When you're grounded in the present, those overwhelming emotions have less power over you. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but actively focusing on what you are grateful for can shift your entire perspective. Instead of dwelling on what's missing, appreciate the good things big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a loving friend, these are all things worth celebrating. Finally, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle with emotions. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist for support. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and remind you that you're not facing this journey alone. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and your boss gives you some unexpected criticism. Your first reaction might be defensiveness, anger, or even despair. But instead of letting those emotions take the wheel, imagine pausing for a moment. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that this feedback is an opportunity for growth. You can choose to respond constructively, asking clarifying questions and focusing on how to improve. See? Turning that potentially negative situation into a learning experience. So, there you have it, 5 Stoic strategies to help you manage your emotions in the moment and build emotional resilience. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about mastering your emotional landscape so you can live a more fulfilling and purposeful life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest challenges when it comes to managing your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below or reach out on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey toward emotional strength. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mental Armor, hit that like button if you found this episode helpful, and spread the word. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.